All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District. Today is December 30th. It's 9:02 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could go through, state your name for the recording and record, we would appreciate it. So Steve, we'll start with you.
Steve Borup.
Jason Algis.
Arthur Woodbury.
Glenn Gersberger.
Tyson Williamson.
And Brandon Blazer.
David Hutchison, I'll see you later.
And we have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay, perfect. All right, so our first item, board, is to have a public hearing. We have to have a public hearing regarding the budget. So what we're going to do, we'll take a motion to open the public hearing. Then David from CLA will go through the budget for us. Once he's done, we'll see if there's any members of the public. If there's not, then we'll close the public hearing and then continue with the agenda. So if I could get a motion to open the public hearing.
This is Brandon Blazer. I motion to open for public hearing.
Thanks, Brandon.
Second, Steve Borup.
Thanks, Steve. All those in favor, say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right. I'm going to stop sharing. Let David go through his.
All right, thanks, Michael. So for the Downtown East Streetcar Sewer Public Infrastructure District, we had only made the changes that we discussed from the tentative budget to the final budget of moving the capital projects amounts from here and the estimated for the end of 2024 to 2025 estimated. And then we bumped up interest income. We just took an average of beginning balance, ending balance, and then with a conservative interest rate for $240,000 there. And then that was the only changes we made. I don't know if you guys had any specific questions or if there's any public, if they want to ask.
I do not see any other members of the public. Board, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. All right. With that, then, can I get a motion, board, to close the public hearing?
This is Brandon Blazer. I motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Brandon.
Bryce Baker, I second it.
Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. That's unanimous. All right, let's go back to the agenda. Next up are the minutes from our last board meeting. I'll put those up. Board, do they look accurate to you? Basically, we just went through the tentative budget, and then Matt talked about board makeup and whether or not folks felt like they needed to stay on. So they look okay to you guys?
No comment from me.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve the board minutes from our last board meeting, December 23rd?
This is Arthur Woodbury. I move to approve the minutes from December 23rd meeting.
Great. Thanks, Arthur.
This is Brandon Blazer. I second that.
Thanks, Brandon. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, the next item is the budget resolution. So in Utah, we have to adopt the budgets through a resolution. So pretty simple resolution, just says that we had already adopted the tentative budget And now we're going to approve the 2025 budget as presented by David, and that we also retain our same mill levy tax rate, which is the 3 mills. So, you guys comfortable with the resolution?
Yes, I am.
Yes.
Okay. Can I get a motion then to approve the resolution and adopt the 2025 budget?
This is Steve Borup. By motion, move to adopt the resolution 2024-01 and adopt the 2025 budget.
Thanks, Steve.
This is Brandon Blazer. Go ahead, Jason.
Jason Alligator, I second it.
Great. Thanks, Jason. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, board, here's what I need. I need us to bust out our schedules. That way we can come up with dates for this coming year. So we're going to need 5 dates. So we'll need one in like the last week of January, beginning of February. That'll cover the end of the year financials. We'll need one the end of April, beginning of May for the second quarter. Then one end of July, beginning of August for third quarter. We'll need one in November, October to November. That'll cover the third quarter and the tentative budget. And then one in December to have the public hearing to adopt the final budget. So, with that, is there, would you guys rather have it the end of the month, the beginning of the month, and then what day of the week works? Mean, like, do Mondays at 9 work? If we get it on your schedule early enough.
That works for me. There's Brandon. End of the month, given time for the financials to get out, looked at, reviewed. And just maybe the last Monday of each of those quarter months.
Okay. Board, does that work, the rest of you?
Jason, this works. That works for me too.
All right, we will
Works
put
for me.
that down then. Christy, I'm assuming that works for us.
I think we have Olympia at on the last Monday of the month at 9 a.m.
Okay. You know what? If it works for you guys, we will bump Olympia. So let's just plan on 9. I'll talk with Olympia and they're a little easier to move. So let's just plan last Monday at 9 o'clock for us. So with that, could I get a motion? Because what we have to do is we have to post it on the public notice website. So if we could get a motion to, allow us to put it up, that this is going to be our times.
This is Steve. I motion to allow the posting to the public notice website for the last Monday of the months where we need to schedule a meeting at 9 o'clock. Does that work?
Yep, that's perfect, Steve. Thanks.
This is Brandon
Sorry
Blazer. I
for a
second
second.
that.
Okay, we'll give it to Brandon. Sorry, Bryce. All those in favor say aye.
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 Right, perfect. Last thing we need to cover is, well, two things. So, Jason and Steve, look for the budget resolution. It'll come in an email called share file. Just give that a quick signature. That way I've got that taken care of and we can get it posted with the state auditor. So, as chair and clerk, we'll get that out to you. All right, last thing we need to do the open and public meetings training. We have to do it once a year. So we'll do it today. That'll cover 2025. So we'll just get used to doing that at the end of every meeting that we have in December. So only take me a couple minutes. So we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act, which says we have to conduct all of our district business in an open and public setting. Obviously, we have to have a quorum to conduct any business. So, with the board right now, we need six. That might change depending on board makeup. If we go back to the city, talk about, I think one of the development group has sold theirs to the city, so we might be able to move around the number of board seats. But right now we need six. So again, we have to conduct everything in front of the public. We have to post the meetings on the public notice website. We have to post the date, the time, the place, and we have to post the agenda. The agenda items have to have a level of specificity so that the public could understand. So take today, we had a budget resolution. We couldn't just put a resolution of the board. We have to list that it's the budget resolution. So hopefully that makes sense. We have an electronic meetings policy, which allows us to conduct all of these meetings electronically through Zoom, through Teams. You could call in if you needed to. You could actually call one of the other members of the board. You could call us. As long as we can hear you and you can hear us, that counts towards the quorum. We keep minutes and we keep recordings of the board meetings. So the recordings need to go on the website within 72 hours. Then the written minutes become the final approved minutes once we approve them in a board meeting. And they actually are the official minutes for the board. There is a, oh, let me get to the notice requirements. We need 24-hour notice for a regular or a special meeting, but for a public hearing, we need a 7-day notice to do that. So in December, we'll always have that 7-day notice. There is a chance we could go into close meetings. Pretty rare that even a normal district would go into them. To be honest, I don't see us with the PID doing a closed meeting, but it's very limited on what we can close for. They would be items like appraisals, land values, or if one of you in the PID say we had to talk about, you're buying or annexing property to come in, we could close for that. We could close to discuss plans around what's happening inside the district. If it applies back to the development companies, we don't want to disclose any plans, any commercial information that's sensitive. We could close for all of those. We could close for character, competency, health of a board member. If we were to have employees, we could close for the employees as well. We could close for collective bargaining, litigation. If we need to talk strategy, what was happening with the attorneys, we could close. If we were going to implement any security measures, so any security plans, devices, personnel for the district, we could close. We could close to conduct any investigations, allegations of criminal misconduct. All of those we could close for. Now, in a closed meeting, we still have to keep minutes and we have to keep recordings, but they are private and they're basically sealed. The only way somebody can get in is if they get a court order allowing them to do it. Really high bar. I have never personally seen it happen. So that's about as fast as I can do it. You guys have any questions?
No questions.
Okay, perfect. All right. Hey, we appreciate you guys getting together. So, Christy will send out calendar invites for that time. So, we'll get them on your calendars. That way, it'll be a little easier to plan. If we need to excuse you, let us know. But remember, we need at least six to conduct the business. So.
And outline the process of what it's going to take to review if we can go to from an 11 member to a 9 member or
So what it
whatever
will
it is.
take is we'll need to get in front of the city council. So Matt was going to reach out, talk with the attorney. Now he and I are meeting with the Central Valley Sewer Group as well as the city to talk about the project, what's happening, kind of where we're at. So we're going to meet with him and them, I should say, like in the coming week or two. So Steve, we'll let you know, and then board will let the rest of the board know what's happening. Based on that, we'll get with the city attorney and figure out, because what they'll have to do is amend the governing document to change the number. And so we'll go from there. Once we get kind of the okay from them to proceed, we'll send out an email to the board, figure out which seats are going to go away, so to speak, and talk with you guys on representation, all of that, figure out those two seats. Then at the next board meeting, we would have a resolution of the board implementing that change to the governing document, and then that would allow us to make those changes.
Great, thanks.
Okay. All right. Nothing else? This one was pretty fast. Appreciate you guys. Could I get a motion then to adjourn the meeting?
This is Steve. I motion to adjourn the meeting.
Thanks, Steve.
Second.
Thanks, Bryce. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, we're adjourned. So, Jason and Steve, I'm going to send that right now.